Hello and welcome to this October full moon. This is going to be very brief because I am in Naples, Italy, and leaving this weekend for a seminar on the Isle of Ischia, which is going to be interesting. And it concludes on the full moon. So let's take a look at it. I cast this chart before I left for the eastern seaboard, which is where I would normally be. So this is basically for you guys. But the planets are always in the exact position, no matter what houses they're in. And so as I look at this full moon, which is 20 degrees Aries and Libra, the first thing that jumps out at me is that Jupiter, the great benefactor, is at 20 degrees Sagittarius. So Jupiter is in a beneficial, perfect, beneficial trine to the moon and a sextile to the sun. And as you all know by now, the sextile I call the mafia offer. The offer too good to refuse. So Jupiter, faith, optimism, abundance, trining the moon and saying to the sun, come on, I'm giving you an opportunity, an offer too good to refuse. And we all have the choice to move into that space. But as always, there's always that little test in there. And the test comes from Pluto. Pluto is at 20 degrees Capricorn. Jupiter's 20 degrees Sag. The moon is 20 degrees Aries. The sun is 20 degrees Libra. I mean, there's no way around this. Pluto, I call Pluto the control freak. But the real essence of Pluto is transformation. He's the energy of the caterpillar becoming the butterfly, which requires action. And in a square, which is tension friction, I would say that the square of Pluto is a demand to let go of anything that is standing in your way. Because you can't become the butterfly unless you become the caterpillar. Unless the caterpillar is willing to build a cocoon, which he thinks is going to die and goes in there, right? He thinks it's the end, the finish, or whatever word you want to use. But by saying, okay, this is what I have to do, comes that incredible transformation into the butterfly. Now, if we just had Pluto in the square and we did not have Jupiter, the great benefactor, giving us this faith and optimism, then that would be quite difficult. But the way I see it is the challenge of letting go of the past, which is been a biggie in July, August, September, October for everybody. I believe that this next 28 days is going to give an enormous boost of energy to our dreams, our desires, and where we need to move into. Okay. So then I added to this the human design gates. And the moon is in the gate of dramatic change. That's not simple change, that's dramatic change. And the opposition, the sun, is in gate 57, which is intuition. So the intuition for dramatic change. And then let's move up to Jupiter, which is in the gate of accumulation, substantial, material, and spiritual rewards. Wow. Wow. So what's the challenge? Where's the challenge coming from? So let's move over to Pluto. Ambition. Spiritual and material. You know what? I think pretty much says it all. And so, as we look at this whole thing, I didn't have time before I left to look at the Sabian symbols of everything. The only Sabian symbol I looked at was Jupiter. So remember, Jupiter is in the gate of accumulation, substantial material, and spiritual rewards. The Sabian symbol for the exact degree, because there's 6-point-something degrees in the gate, is procurement, exceptional capacity for overcoming any obstacle. So, it's in that gate of substantial gain. The Sabian symbol within that gate is exceptional capacity for overcoming obstacles. And it's in a beneficial trine to the moon, which is in dramatic change, and to the sun, which is listen to the intuition. So that is our guide for this full moon. Blessings.